Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friend. My name's Ken Fletcher. So glad you've joined us today. We've got a lot of great things happening today on today's seminar, so I hope you'll stay with us. And as we move forward in this great road trip entitled Know Thyself, and we're just moving along with the Lord and flowing with the Holy Spirit. We're here to help you. We're here to bring you into a better understanding of who you are in Christ. If you don't know Jesus yet, you're not in Christ, you're not in the family yet, well, we just invite you to come on in and be a part of what Jesus is all about in this life. And man, he's everything. So our prayer is that you would come to know Jesus for yourself, and because he's so good. It just seems like I'm just trying to get folks hooked up with Jesus. And that's what seemed like that's my whole deal here. My whole purpose in life is just trying to get people to know him. And so many don't. So many don't know him. And I'm like, oh, it's just a horrible thing. It's a tragedy. Really, the people don't know him. Well, I know him. I know him better now than I ever known him before. And the more I know about him, after 50 years of knowing him, the more I know about him, the more I want to know about him, the more that there's so much more to find out. And it's all been good that I have found out in my life and have been associated with Jesus. And I'm not looking back now. I'm just reaching out towards that which he has for me. And so I'm just encouraging you on this broadcast right here, right now. No matter where you are in life, if you think you've done okay in your relationship with the Lord, well, I want you to know he's got a whole lot more for you than what you have experienced so far. And he wants you to come into that, into more, into better. He's wanting you to find out how to deal with these problems correctly. He's wanting to show you how to do that, how to deal with your problems, how to the right way to approach them. And that is through faith, generally speaking. You know, you approach everything through faith. Through faith in what he's telling you, through faith in what he's showing you, through faith in the wisdom that he's given you to see what's really going on behind things sometimes. Sometimes we only see the surface. We're only seeing the outside. We're only seeing a partial part of it about what's really going on, but he sees the whole thing about everything, but what's behind the scenes. He sees what's going on backstage. You know what I mean? people are putting on an act for you out here in the natural realm, and they'll be telling you one thing, they'll be saying one thing to you, but in their mind they're thinking another thing about you, or they're thinking another thing about the situation. Well, the Lord sees all that. And he's after your good. So he'll give you a heads up a lot of times. Well, that, he'll say something, well, that's not right. Or he'll tell you something different, how you need to look at it. And give you the truth of the matter. So, I mean, oh, it's so wonderful to have Jesus on board here. That tells us the truth of the matter, that brings us into light and understanding about truth. Man, there's so many things that are in the world today that are leading people astray into other things that they're calling truth. And my goodness, and there a lot of times, you know, some of these things are they're very earthly. The wisdom is very earthly, very physical universe. How should I say the physical universe? Earthly. Viewpoint, mystical, stuff like that. Predicting futures based on the way these planets are moving and other things. And listen, I mean, There's a lot of things about that I don't know and I don't understand it. But really, what is important, regardless of what these people are saying, is truth. All right, they say, well, you need to order your lives on account of what these stars do or what these planets are doing, and you're born under this particular time of the month and all of these different things, you know, that you need to pay attention to all this story and be guided by these things of what time of the month you're born and by the planets, the way they're moving. And I don't even know why I'm off into this today, but the Lord brought us here, didn't he? All right, well, this is where a lot of folks are. They pay attention to these things. And so they have faith in these things. They have faith in that it's a truth. That is, there's a truth there that they should follow and that they should acknowledge and say, well, this, yeah, I have this particular trait and I have this particular trait and all that. But listen, man, is that being led by the Spirit of God? Nope, it's not. It's not being led by the Spirit of God. It's being led by planets. It's being led by, you know, the moon, or the sun, you know, the eclipses or whatever it is that's going on in the solar system or the universe. And people are guiding, they're ordering their lives on account of these, where these planets are and stuff. Well, now I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody like that, but I'm not going to order my life on account of where some planet's at or where some, you know, feeling is or what some trait of mine or something. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I want to see things the way they are, not the way somebody tries to relate me with the earth and my, my physical birth in relation here on the earth, relation with the solar system and the universe and so forth like that. And people will order their lives and follow after some really goofy stuff thinking it's true. That's just the way, you know, you ought to look at things because you're born in a certain time of the month or whatever the state. You know what I'm saying? And there, that is what you would call natural wisdom. That's what you would call earthly wisdom, my friends. Mm-hmm. Are there some truths there? Yeah, there's some truths there about some of these things that they're saying, but there's a lot of stuff that's not true. It don't matter. They really don't, but they say it does. And they're basing their whole lives on these truths. some so-called facts. Well, they may be indeed natural facts, okay? They may be natural facts, but listen, people that do that are denying the greater part of who they are, and that is spirit. And they're in a level of deception because of regarding all of these things in the natural realm. I think we can appreciate everything that's happening in the order in the natural realm that the Lord has put into motion. By his word, by his wisdom. But he doesn't want us to look at the planets and figure out, decide our life on where the planets are, where they're going, or the sun or the moon or whatever, the elements, the natural. He doesn't want us to order our lives according to the natural realm because listen now, what people don't understand and what people don't realize is that this realm is fallen now. And they're believing these things from a fallen realm, from a fallen understanding within themselves because they're living in a fallen body and we're living in a fallen realm. And so there's deception coming through it. Manipulation is coming through it. People will manipulate you with all kinds of crazy stuff. And they say it's true. Well, listen now, if it ain't the Spirit of God, and it ain't the Bible, you know, if it ain't God, all right, he's reality. If it ain't God, I'm not ordering my life after that. I'm ordering my life according to what Jesus wants me to do by his spirit within my spirit. And that's the way to live. And I'm not going to be ordered by this stuff out here because it's already messed up. Why would I want to listen? Why would I want to order my life from a messed up, fallen realm? Well, people do. because they don't view themselves as fallen. They don't view them. They don't view what their bodies are like. They don't. They've got a false concept of everything that's going on here. And we refer to the movie The Matrix and encourage people to watch that with spiritual eyes and understand the way Jesus sees this fallen realm, and he wants us to see it the way he sees it. Now, it doesn't mean it's exactly like the movie, The Matrix. It's not exactly like the movie. It is a visual aid. It's similar, but it's very, very much like what's really happening in the real natural realm, what's really happening on our earth right now, what's really happening going on. And so watch that movie with spiritual eyes. And see that that 1999 The Matrix. So we would encourage you to watch that and allow the Lord to minister to you and talk to you about it all as you're watching the movie. And many times, I mean, a realization will come on you. You'll see things. As you're watching the movie, you'll see things. You'll understand some things that I believe that you wouldn't have got a hold of as good. I think most believers realize the deception that's happening in the world, but I don't think they realize the degree that it's going on, and even within themselves. Okay, even within themselves, believers. And the Lord told me that most believers are in deception, and are living in deception in some degree. Some in greater degrees than others, but they're living and they're in the natural realm. They're paying too much attention to the natural realm. Believers now. I'm talking about believers, people that belong to Jesus, and they're too involved in the natural realm to the point where they're infatuated with it, and it's more important to them than it ought to be. Because he warned us not to love the world or things that's in the world. He warned us. Don't love the world, this present world. Not talking about people now. We're not talking about people. We love people. We love people. Yes, we do. And we're not talking about not loving people. We're talking about not loving this present world. All right? Loving the things of this world. Because there's nothing here that should be loved. It's fallen. I mean, we can enjoy living here. He wants us to enjoy living in this fallen realm and enjoy the good things about it, you know. And he wants us to rule over the bad things about it. You know what I mean? As far as sickness and disease is concerned, as far as poverty and lack is concerned, those kind of things that touch us and that we deal with, that we live in, we have to be a part of. I mean, finances are a big part of what's happening here in your life, in my life, and material possessions and things are very important in this life. And Lord knows all that, you know, he knows all that. There's certain things that we need in the natural here. And he supplies every need. He takes such good care of us and gives us abundance and heals our bodies and shows us how to stay well and to resist sickness and disease and to know how to come against it in faith and to actually have victory over it and that it don't rule over us no more. Oh, praise God. Man, that's a exciting thought, that sickness and disease don't rule over me no more. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. That I can do something about it. I can do something about it coming on me and trying to get on me in Jesus' name. Yes, I can, because I got him. I got him. I've got the healer in here on board. And if you're in Christ, you got him on board too. And it's an exciting thing to know that no matter what may come or what may go, you know, what comes in this life, what happened, man, I've got Jesus on board here. We got it. We can find out what to do, right? I can find out what to do no matter what the situation, no matter what's going on in me. And he's told me that in each situation like that, each situation that he'll show me the way. He'll show me the right way. And boy, that's what I'm after. I just want to find out what his way is because I know that's the best way. I know that's the best thing for me. And so if you can get a hold of that and get to that place with him to where he's really running your life all the time, you know, just not like a robot, like not like a mindless, just, yes, Lord Jesus, do me this way. No, it's not like that. We just flow together, just do things together. You know, it's relationship with him. It's all about relationship with the Father and with the Lord with us. It's just, it's our relationship together. He's after my best. I'm after his best. I'm after what he wants to do. And so in that regard, our minds are, in agreement. You see, we're in agreement. My will is his will. His will is my will. And so sometimes I just do something because I want to do his will. I just do something and I may not even check with him about it. And I'll realize, oh man, I wonder if I should have done that. You know, I wonder if that's what he's wanted me to do. And I'll check with him and he says, oh yeah. He says, that's what I wanted you to do. He said, but you wanted to do it anyhow, you know, cause it's just who I am. It's who he's made us now. See, that's the thing. The Lord has made us, we're created in Christ Jesus. So that means in our heart, in the real person, in our soul, down deep in our heart, we want to do his will. That's, we really want to down deep inside. But it's this other stuff coming from the outside that maybe we have bought into. Perhaps that we have been sold, I guess you could say, a bill of goods. And so we're saying, oh, that's great. And not considering what he's wanting to do about a situation. Well, that's what we want to find out. We want to find out his way of doing things. And so therefore we're going to always be heading in the right directions, of his will in our lives. And, so man, let's be sensitive. Listen, check up on yourself now. As you're going in your life, check up on yourself in these different areas in your life. Just check it up and see if you're going your own way and see before him now and say, well, Lord, I think this is right. I think this is the right thing to do. Where are you at on this thing? Well, he may be just right with you on it. You know, he may just say, yeah, this is great. This is what I'm in this. I want this for you. Or he may just say, no, man, you need to leave that alone. you need to get away from that. Now, whether or not, it would really be bad for you. Maybe look good to you at the time. It may look like a good move. May look like something you want to do, something you want to be involved in. But if he's saying no, listen, he knows more about it than you do by far. And he's seeing down the road and he's seeing that this may start out looking good, but somewhere along the line there, as you go down, it's going to take you to a bad destination. Something that's not going to be good for you. It's not going to turn out like you thought it would. You see that because we operate from a partial viewpoint, a partial perspective. It's the best we can do here in this life. And this, because of the fallen realm, because of what's happened, and sin has entered into the world and death and all of the ramifications that, man, the multitude of ramifications that came from that, when it was released into this earth, into this perfect earth realm back in the beginning, and the evil and the darkness and the death was released. And so Jesus came because of that. Amen. So we can get a hold of Jesus and we can live in this particular realm, in this fallen realm, in these fallen bodies, and we can live in victory through his Spirit. Amen, who lives within us and shows us what to do in each situation. Now, if you're not getting his play-by-play sometimes, I mean, sometimes I need a play-by-play. Now, what I mean by that is I need a particular direction, maybe from second to second or from minute to minute. Sometimes I do. A minute to minute, or, you know, pretty rapid type of direction for the particular place that I'm in my life. All right. And he knows that. And boy, I'm looking to him hard, because maybe I don't, you know, it's just, and I'm getting second by second direction from him, or minute to minute direction from him. Now, are you the place where you can get that from him? Well, I don't know. And we've talked about that throughout this seminar, about getting yourself into that place where you can get those second by second, minute by minute directions, or just whatever comes into your life, to find out the best thing, his best, his way, what he says about it. Now, a lot of times you're not even going to hear from him about it if you're just so headstrong about your own way, and you're so headstrong about doing it your way, the way that you see it, and you're not really giving it to him for him to direct you in truth, because you want something too bad within your own self. You want it, so you're going to think, color it, color his will. For instance, if you want to do something and you haven't given him your will, given him everything about it, then you're going to, unconsciously, you're going to color that. You're going to tint that, and you're not going to hear true from him like you should. It's going to be colored with your own will and with your own wants and with what you want, you see. It's going to be colored with that, so you're not going to be able to hear him. And a lot of times he knows that. He knows that you're not wanting to hear a true word. You're just wanting him to agree with what you want to do. You're just wanting to think. You know, that's kind of what it comes down to, is you're wanting to perceive because of what you want to do. You're not going to get the real from him. You see what I'm saying? Because of what you want to do so bad. And it colors his true word to you, what's really happening, okay? So the only way I know that you can get out of that is when he has it all, and you are just either way, you know, you're like, either way, Lord, whichever way you say, I'm good with that. And I want to do that. And I mean, you get yourself to that place where either way, this way or that way, doesn't matter to me. What is it you want to do, Lord? I will go this way or I'll go that way. It doesn't matter to me. If you can get yourself there to where you can get your own will out of it, get your own will out of it, and give it all to him. And it's that place when he knows that you really want to do it his way, and you want to really hear it right from him. It's at that place that he can open it up to you and give you the true, what you should do. You see, but if you want to do it your own way, you're not going to, you know, you just have to back off basically, because he knows where you are inside. He knows every thought. He knows every motivation, and he knows why you do what you do. So, he just backs off and waits on you and hope you, you know, believing in, you know, get you some sense, try to bring you to a place where you can really get impartial about it. You know what I mean? To where you can really be impartial, and you're ready to do this way or that way, you know, whichever way that he says, you know, is the best for you. And that, my friend, is walking in faith, regardless of what you see, regardless of what your own impressions is about it. And you're going to him wanting to hear the real and uncolored, the uncolored, the real, the true word from the Lord. That's what you want. Because and the only way you're going to get there is by trashing your own will, your own way, your own concept of things. Get out of your concept, man, because he knows more than your concept. You think you know a lot? Well, you don't know as much as him. You know partially. You think you may know the whole thing, but he knows the whole thing. And so it's through trust in him. It's through faith in the fact that we know that he wants for us better than we want for ourselves, and that he knows that our the best way that we should go. Well, then there takes some faith in that, you see. There takes faith in that, faith in him as in his character, in the person that he is, and that he will lead us into his perfect will every time. If we get ourselves out of it, you see, if we get our wills out of it, we get our own way out of it, he'll lead us in the right way every time. And you can see how that this series is a lot about being led by the Spirit of God, being led and hearing from Jesus, because that's what keeps you in his perfect will. I mean, it just don't up and fall on you, folks. It just don't fall on you. It don't just automatically happen. It has to do with what you do with your will. It has really everything to do with you, because he already wants this in you, with you, with you. He already wants that kind of relationship with you. So you can find out what he's wanting for you to do, you see, and find out his will about the situation and how he sees it. Well, that's the life of faith, and that is the life of believing what he wants for you instead of what you want for you. And I'm trying to get people into that, trying to encourage people to that. I'm not saying that it's easy, and it's not that common from what he's told me where people really do that, you know, especially in our day and age where people are so self-willed and so selfish and only want to do things their own way. They are not interested in following Jesus. They're not interested in doing things his way. So many people. They just don't know him. They not like they should. Even believers don't know him like they should. They're going after some creed or some, you know what I'm saying? They're doing these things that they think they should be doing, and they're failing, and then coming back and recycling again, and trying to measure up again, and then recycling, and it's so futile, and it's so sad, these things that so many people go through in this religious cycle with him. He's about relationship now inside of you. The closeness that he's right there. He's closer than anybody is to you, and he knows everything about you. So it's why won't you give it all to him? You know, there's no reason, really, no good reason why you wouldn't want to give it to him. Once you understand the situation, once you understand what you have with him, it's all about relationship. And so many times I talk to people and I'll tell them about Jesus and I'll tell them how wonderful he is, and they say, well, how long have you been religious? Or they'll say something referring to religious, because when I bring up Jesus, they have a already in their mind, they've already got a concept about Jesus that's been given to them somewhere that they have received that hasn't been right about him. A certain light has been put on him, a religious sort of light put on him, and they are not interested in that religion. I want you to know, they don't want nothing to do with that religion. They've had some bad experiences with maybe some Christians or churches or whatever. They just not interested in it, because you know what they see in that? I'll tell you what they see in it. They see bondage. That's what they see. They see restriction. They see that it's, no, I don't want that stuff controlling me. I don't want that controlling me and all that. That's what they see. And so therefore, when I try to talk to people and they come up back with, they, You see, there's a communication breakdown because that's not the Jesus I'm talking about. They don't know him. They don't know him. All they know is what they've been told and what they've been taught or what they've picked up and perceived from religion or something else and had a bad experience or whatever. But they don't know him. They don't know him like they ought to, you see. So I want to get them involved with him, period. I mean, the real Jesus, the real, the one who's resurrected from the dead and who loves them and is all about relationship with them. And he's out after their best. He's not out to do anything negative in them. They think it might be negative, you know, but it's not negative. That's the funny thing about it. It's all positive, and it's all been propagated, you know, all over this world, man. The false crap about Jesus, man, he is the most misunderstood person in the world. And I just want to get people hooked up with him because I know what he's done in my life. And I know what he's all about. I know what he wants to do for people, for you, for me, for everybody. Everybody needs Jesus now. I don't care who it is, who you're looking at, man. Everybody needs Jesus now. Not only do they need him, but they really do want him. They don't know they want him. They don't know where they are. That's the whole problem. They're blind as a bat to these things. They don't know they need him. They don't know what's happening down here. Why it's happened, what they're looking at. They don't understand any of this. We're looking at a fallen world here. This world is messed up and not the way it's supposed to be. It's out of kilter from the creation. And we are too, you know, with this world. See, we're out of kilter. Without Jesus, without the Father, we're all out of kilter. We're all separated. We're all messed up. So I'm trying to get people, no matter, well, they think, well, I've got a great life, I've got a nice life, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's just fine and dandy, but if you don't know Jesus, you know, what does it matter? What does it matter if you have a nice life or not? Because it's not what it ought to be. And there again, people are looking at the natural. They're just looking at the natural. They're not even thinking about the spiritual aspect of who they are and what they have and that part of them. I mean, two-thirds of your spirit, man, you know? Two-thirds of you. You got a spirit, you got a spirit body, and you got a soul that's also spiritual, and your soul is who you are. And this body could drop, you know, it could, all right, I could be on this video. This body could drop right in front of your eyes. I could just fall over or whatever. But Ken ain't dead. Ken's not dead. Ken, I ain't going to die. I'll never die. And but what you's looking at, the body might fall over, but that ain't Ken. That's Ken's body. Okay? I'm going to get a new one. Anybody that's in Christ is going to get a brand new body. Okay? We're going to eventually get a brand new body. That's not fallen. It's going to do exactly what we want to do. It's going to be just like our spirit, and our spirit's going to flow through it, just like the Lord's body. All right, he has a body right now in heaven. He's the only one, far as I know, has a physical body in heaven right now. He is a resurrected body that is not subject to death anymore, and that's what we're going to have. Is that resurrected body when it's time? Our own resurrected body that's not subject to death no more. But we're not there yet. We're not there yet. This body is subject to death, but this body is not who I am. And I can live just fine without this body. You know what I mean? I'm going to be alive. And if this body falls over, you know what that means? That means I'm with the Lord. And that's far better to be with the Lord. So, you know. And I'm not anticipating my body fall over here. I've got too much to do in this life yet, and I want to. I've got a lot, you know. So I'll be around a while, but I just wanted to let you know that there are options available to you that you may have not considered before, and those options are that you can be led by the Spirit of God on stuff. And it's not a selfish thing. It's about getting your selfishness out of it. It's about getting your will given to the Lord, getting in line with His will, and bringing yourself into a place where He can flow His best through you and show you every day, every night, what He wants you to do and how He wants you to do it. And I've been getting on these seminars. I get on these seminars. I get on them by faith. I do not know where I'm going. Most of the time, sometimes I'll get some direction about what He wants to get into for that particular seminar. But a lot of times I don't have no idea where He's going. And so I just get on here by faith, and I say, now, Lord, I just want to say what You want said here. I want, because I'm all about trying to help You. I want You to come into the place where you're getting into the will of God, into His perfect will for your life. Because I know that if You can get yourself there, if we can help you and encourage you to get there, but I know that that will be the place of blessing for you in your life and for your family. That's the place of blessing. That's the place of peace. That's the place of direction, of positive purpose in this life. And but so many are so self-willed and just want to do things their way. And I'm just keep encouraging people. Just give it to the Lord. Just allow Him to have it. Give it to Him. Problem is, they just don't believe that He'll take it. They just don't have enough faith, I think, in the fact that He's the way He is. They don't believe that He's that good. They don't believe that He's really that good. And so they think what they've got's better. They think what they're wanting to do is better. Well, they just don't know yet. That's all. They just don't know yet how good He really is. And of course, that's what we're all about on these seminars, is bringing people into the place of blessing, to where they can be healed, where they can be where their finances will come up, get them into abundance in material and financial things. God doesn't want you to be lacking in any way in material, financial things, and try to get them into that place of His will for them. The place where He can get you healed. Amen. Where He can help you to receive what He's already paid for you. Oh, praise God. He's done so much. And we're just, so many of us are not taking advantage and walking in and living in that which He paid for. You know, that which He did. I want to fully realize in my life, to the best that I know that I can get from Him, I want to fully realize everything that the Lord paid for me. Okay. Of course, He paid for it for us all. But when it comes to receiving it, well, it's up to me. It's up to me. Nobody else can receive for me but me, you know? So I want to get myself in the right place to where I can realize more of what He paid for me in this life. Now, we know He paid for our eternity. He paid for giving us eternal life. But there's other things He paid for too. He paid for the sickness and disease part. Yeah. So we can believe for our healing. The stuff that comes on us because of this fallen world system, all the crap that's in the world, the viruses, the bacteria, and all that other stuff that's here is a manifestation of death. And He wants us to dominate that stuff in our body, you know, to dominate that stuff that try to come against us, those viruses, those bacteria, those injuries, and all those other things. He wants us to get healed and receive that which He has paid for. Praise God. Well, I just want to get into that. I just want to live that way. And I know it's available to us. I mean, He didn't do it so that we couldn't get it. He did it so that we could get it. He did it so that we could receive and live in it. Well, I want to live in it. Well, don't you want to live in that? Well, I hope you do. I hope you do. I mean, people just settling for stuff, man. They're settling for stuff and not realizing God's best for them. It's a sad thing, really. And just settling for stuff down here when we could be actually living in that which He has provided for us. Praise God. And he wants you well. He wants you prosperous. He's paid for it. He wants you in abundance, you know? And he wants to walk with you in an intimate fashion every day and every night. And walk this whole life, everything that comes your way, he wants to experience it with you. Praise God. Oh, yeah. And you know what? He feels all this stuff. This is what's amazing. Since he's in us, he feels all of that that we feel. Didn't know that, maybe, did you? Some people say, well, he's impervious. He can't be touched and all these things. Well, he can't be touched in a lot of things with negative anymore. But he feels things through us because he's in us, you see. And so he understands and he's with us. And so he told me that he feels every good thing that happens to me. You know, he feels every good thing like I feel it. I thought, wow, that's really something that he feels every good thing like I feel it. Isn't that amazing? Because he's the author of every good thing. Our Father is the author. That's where it all comes from. Every good thing that we can experience in this life is the Father. Boy, I'm running out of time real quick here. But I just want to have a real quick word of prayer with you. Lord, I thank you. I give you praise for whoever's watching this and their life. And I thank you for dealing with them, helping them by your Spirit, bringing these truths to life in them, Lord. And they would see it and understand and grab hold of it and grasp it, this relationship, what you have, what you've given us. Lord God, Lord, help us to receive that which you have done for us, Lord. Help us to receive. And help us in this seminar and in the seminars to come to fully realize what you want to get done in this series, Lord. In our lives, that we would come up to a different place than what we were, dear Lord. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name, I love my brother, my sister there. Thank you for helping them in every area of their lives, with them, with their families, what they're dealing with. Thank you, Father, for your Spirit that's with them now. And we give you praise that this seminar will go down deep in their heart and that they would deeply consider some of these things that we've talked about today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you're so good to us. Thank you for helping me this seminar and to get out what you wanted to get out. And we thank you for what you're doing in my friend right there. And, oh, boy, we're expecting to hear good things. We're expecting good things. If I don't hear from you down here in this life, I want to hear from you when we get on the other side. And I hope you come up to me and say, Brother Ken, this, that, and the other. Okay, I hope I hear what the Lord did in you and what's happening with you. And I'm just so glad to be involved what he's doing in people's lives. Good that he's doing in their lives. Praise God. Well, I'm just about out of time today, but as always, and I mean it as always, you know this is your friend Ken Fletcher. And I want you to know that I love